Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A haunting photograph of a bloodied young boy injured in a devastating airstrike in the Syrian city of Aleppo has captured the attention of people around the world this Thursday as it circulates through traditional and social media channels.
An aid worker quickly places the child on a chair in an ambulance and rushes back out to the scene. The video is said to be shot in a rebel-held neighborhood in the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy airstrikes on Tuesday had hit many targets in and around Aleppo and elsewhere in Syria, killing dozens.
That was Julie Nose reporting. Meantime, the UN envoy for Syria is expressing frustration at the continuing violence preventing delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help in the country's many besieged areas. Stephen de Mistura even cut short a meeting of the humanitarian task force in Geneva Thursday.
I decided to use my privilege as chair to declare that there was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria. Tomorrow is the World Humanitarian Day. And in Syria, what we are hearing and seeing is only fighting, offensives.
De Mistura reiterated calls for a 48-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo in order to allow aid deliveries, and said achieving that would require big efforts by the United States, Russia, and other countries with influence on Syria's warring partners, or rather parties. This is VOA News. Brazilian authorities are questioning at least two members of the